Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So we're unpacking these seven things husbands should stop doing. That first one, stop dishonoring your wife by criticizing her in front of your kids or in public. Now, the second one is stop comparing your wife to other women. How did you come up with this one? Is this something you heard a lot about from other men?
I will tell you one thing. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And I think just about every couple has experienced it in some way. It may not sound like the same thing it sounded like to me, but it's all very similar. And really, comparison is really, really toxic. It can be very dangerous in a relationship. So, for example, I remember many years ago, we had a wonderful couple that we spent a lot of time with. We went camping with them. We went out to dinner with them. Our kids played together. And my wife would look at them, and I would too, but my wife would look at them and how he was just so sweet to her, his wife, and how she was so sweet to him. And they just had this magical, magical marriage. But guess what? The long story short is, several years later, unfortunately, they went through a very, very nasty and ugly divorce. And it just, what it says to us is, look, we don't always see what's behind the curtain. If you pulled back that curtain on people's lives, you would often see something very, very different from what you see on the outside. And especially, Susie, as you and I see it all the time in social media, what do we see in social media? It's usually people's highlight reels of their life, of their marriage, of their parenting. And so things aren't always as they seem to be. And that doesn't mean people don't have awesome marriages and great kids. It just means, you know what, everybody falls short. Everybody falls short of living the life that God wants us to live. And we all are sinners, but we all are saved by the one who is perfect.
Yeah. And the truth is, I don't know who first said this, but if someone once said, if we were all throw our troubles on the table and we saw everybody else's true troubles, we just take our own back, because he's given us the grace to carry and navigate our own hardships as hard as they are. And another piece of that too, Mark, is we're all in different chapters. And so it's kind of ridiculous to compare chapters when the story is so much bigger than the current chapter. You know what I mean? We might be in a hard chapter. They might be in a really sweet spot. And you can't sum everything up comparing chapters, can you?
For sure. And sometimes we look at other people and we really judge them and think, gosh, I'm glad I'm not like that. But sometimes if we remember back a few years or back several decades, or just yesterday, we go, we really realize that we've been through the same kind of thing or something very similar. And so that's why we really have to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn and identify with other people and encourage them through their challenges.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.